Chapter 7. Reading. Page 91. A new newspaper. Soon after the term started, some grade 8 students at Mayfield School wanted to publish a newspaper. They held a meeting. Later, Arthur wrote this report about their meeting for the principal.
We held a meeting after school. Pansy, Tony, Joyce, Millie and I were at the meeting. First, we decided to elect the chief editor. Tony suggested that we should choose Joyce, because she has experience. She was editor of her class newspaper last year. Then we all voted for her. We elected Joyce to be the chief editor. Then Joyce took charge of the meeting. She said that we ought to elect a secretary next. She asked for suggestions. Millie suggested me, because I had experience too. I was secretary of the drama club last year. Then the others voted for me, and I was elected to be the secretary. I started taking notes. Joyce said that the other three would be editors of the paper. They would be responsible for different sections of the paper. Pansy asked which sections they would have. Joyce told them to talk it over among themselves, and said we would decide at the next meeting. Then we made a list of some other things we should discuss. For example, how often should we publish the paper? Should it be free to readers, or should they pay for it? What should we call it? We considered the last question briefly. Pansy said we ought to call it the Mayfield Sun. Millie suggested the Mayfield Mirror or the Mayfield Star. We all had different ideas. And so Joyce said that we should think a bit longer. We would make a decision about the name at the next meeting. We agreed to conclude the meeting then. We arranged to have the next meeting in 1 week's time.
Listening. Page 93. Robert Waugh has written this article for his school newspaper, but he has made some mistakes in it. Listen to him reading the article and correct the mistakes. The first one is done for you.
My most exciting day was in November last year, at the annual Youth League party in the park. The chief secretary started the party at 11 a.m. There were many league members from all over the city, about 20,000 in all. It was very exciting. First, we all said our league promise. Then we marched around the park. After that, we all formed into big circles dancing. A helicopter flew over us and took a photograph from the air. I have a copy of that photograph in my bedroom now. After that, we had some activities. There were 90 game stores altogether. I helped at a game. In the game, people tried to throw table tennis balls into glass jars. It was good fun. I also had time to walk around and look at the other games. There were some good shows too. There was a talent show and a quiz, and a competition for people wearing the national costumes of different countries. At the end, we gathered in groups and sang some songs. It was wonderful to see so many friends together, and I really enjoyed that day.
Speaking, page 97.
Talk time. Expressing congratulations, compliments, and sympathy. When you pay compliments to people, you praise them. When you feel sorry for them, you show them sympathy. Expressing compliments.
Congratulations!
Well done!
You deserve to win.
That's wonderful news.
I'm delighted for you.
Expressing sympathy.
Oh, I am sorry.
What a shame.
What a pity.
That's terrible.
How awful.
Exercise A1.
Hi, Paul. Long time no see. What's new?
They've just elected me house captain.
Congratulations. You deserve it.
Thanks. What's new with you, Judy?
Someone stole my new bike last week.
That's terrible. You must be angry.
You can say that again.